From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Here we are, the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, the Dugout Podcast. This is the Trades Deadline episode, Major League Baseball trade deadline in a couple of days. So we're going to look at our squad, maybe some of the other squads around the league. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes, iTunes, Podcast Republic. Well, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. And, of course, we will get around as far as all the other information as far as our squad, what happened last week. I thought it was one of those great up. It had its great moments, and it had its terrible, terrible moments in Minnesota, in Boston. Get the stakeholder. Well, I take that back. No longer stakeholders on this episode for this season for the baseball. They are savages. They're savages on the podcast. So savages on the podcast get their opinion on what happened in Minnesota, what happened in Boston. This upcoming week, we have a couple of games versus the Diamondbacks and more interleague play. I don't know why. I hate interleague play. And then, of course, we got four more games with the Red Sox. So, and we have, I don't know. Are the Yankees, are they a wounded animal? I know they won the Sunday night game, avoid the sweep in Boston. But are they wounded? Are they that vulnerable because of the starting pitching? We'll get the Savage's thoughts as far as that, because I think that is a very, very legit question as far as trade deadline implications and all that. So, well, we'll see how that goes, man. I thought some of the games last week was the Minnesota game was probably the game of the year in baseball. The way they came back, that would have been the Wednesday game. I never can't remember in the last several years a game in the regular season of was that good, and I thought they played excellent in the comeback. The bats were alive and well. Aaron Hicks put on a display as far as defense and clutch hitting that, you know, he's ever going to do. But as far as just on a major league baseball level, I thought he was fantastic, man. Guys at the trade deadline, maybe, I don't know. This is really tough, man. It's going to be interesting. We'll see what Brian Cashman does because of everybody's getting scooped up or whatever you want to look at it. Marcus Stroman goes to the Mets. Bumgarner, I don't see moving from the San Francisco Giants and Scherzer. And we talked about those guys. There's not a lot of guys out there. Now, the guys on the injury list, they're just going to have to come up and pitch well or pitch better. We'll see. We have guys on the injury list now. Mayhew was nicked up, missed a game over the last couple of games. Gardner and CC Sabathia on a 10-game, the injury list. But let's get the Savages on. Savages on the podcast on. At Kings Eagle 1, Jimmy, say hello to the people. We'll say hello. And what's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, man, how's it going? I look forward to this every Monday night, man. It's going to be a great show tonight. You know, trade deadline's crazy. And, I'm really surprised. Stroman going to the Mets was kind of crazy just because of the fact that why would you scoop up a guy like that knowing that he's not going to do anything for you this season? Like, you're not really in the running for anything. You're not really – I would rather
Hold on. We'll get to all that. We can definitely lead off there with that. Let's get Lewis on. Lewis, what's going on? Right. Savages on the podcast. How are you doing, sir?
What's going on, everybody? It's been a while. Things finally calmed down at work, so I can join you guys. I've missed you guys. We got a lot to talk about. I got a lot of things to say.
Let's do this. Jimmy, go ahead and continue your thoughts on Stroman to the Mets, which was really, really surprising. Yeah. Then we'll go to Lewis and get this going.
Yeah, I just thought it was really surprising because why would a team that's not really in the running for anything get a guy like that? I mean, he's not really going to help you this season. The Mets don't really have any hitting as it is. I mean, I thought the whole purpose of getting a pitcher was to get somebody, you know, when you already have hitting to go along with it, because you need hitting and pitching to be a good baseball team. And the Mets don't have any of it, so that was kind of surprising, man.
Lewis's thoughts. Lewis, what your thoughts on the Strowman trade yesterday? I was shocked when I saw that.
Yeah, it was a shock, and it's funny because I posted the screenshot because I follow Ken Rosenthal on Twitter, and I posted the screenshot when it happened in the group. And my first thought initially was the Mets really did that to stick it to us, and for no other reason than to stick it to us because we wanted that guy. Like, that Strowman was the one that would have been the essential piece. Now, I also don't think that Strowman is a number one or number two starter anyway. He would have been a middle-of-the-rotation guy for us, for sure. And he would kind of be the segue until Severino was back and ready to throw. But it was definitely – they did it for no other reason than to stick it to us. And I've been standing on it for the last 48 hours that I heard about the trade. There was no reason for Manaea to go after Strowman. It just didn't make any sense. And – but I also saw they gave up probably two of their hottest pitching prospects for Strowman. And I didn't understand that move either because essentially Strowman becomes a rental. I mean, they have control of him for next year, but even Strowman, and there was an article I read today that Strowman himself was hoping to come to the Bronx. So I don't see Strowman staying with the Mets when he's eligible to become a free agent. So I'm thinking, are they going to flip him? But I don't think they're going to flip him. And then, you know, with the other pitchers that are available, the Nats are in the middle of a playoff run. So they're not giving up Scherzer. And, they're suddenly in it. And so are the Giants too. So Bumgarner's staying put. So, It makes our pitching options really limited unless we go after Mike Minor or a reunion with Lance Lynn again. Strowman not coming to the Yankees was definitely a big blow. But I think in Cashman's mind, we can get some middle of the pack guy like a Mike Minor or a Robbie Ray type dude. And they can just be liaisons until Severino comes back because he essentially would be our ace with the stuff that he's got. But yeah, Strowman definitely shocked me. He did. Going to the Mets is what shocked me. It didn't shock me that Strowman got traded because I think we all knew he was going to get traded like in April. But going to the Mets is what shocked me for sure.
I totally understand and totally definitely agree. I think it was a shock to all of us, especially me, for a guy who was sort of campaigning for Strowman early on. And it really goes back to the series when the Blue Jays were playing the Yankees in the Bronx. And he kind of said it or hinted in the post-game presser that he would love – in so many words, he said he wanted to be a Yankee. I mean, when you
agreed.
Hear things like that as a player, you have to really – a fan or executive, whatever, your antenna's going to have to raise and be like, you know what? When somebody wants to come to a contender or a particular place, you have to take that type of intangible and try to do what you need to do and lock it in. The Mets,
absolutely.
The Metropolitans, I did not see that coming. And for the fact that they gave up their top pitching prospects, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, that's not my team. And if you're a Mets fan and some Mets fans do listen to what we have to say because of baseball, because of the Yankees. And I would love, I may have to get a Mets guy on the next podcast and have some talk with the Savages in the podcast, Savages here on the Dugout podcast. Let's get Kristen on and then get Suzanne on. Kristen, Jimmy brought up Marcus Stroman as far as going to the Metropolitans. That's really, really shocker. We have a lot of other topics on the table, but we'll get to that after this first go around, and we'll get to all the great, interesting games in Minnesota and Boston, and then the letdown in Boston. But Kristen, your thoughts on Strowman, and then we get Suzanne from Bleeding Linky Blue.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a shocker for me with Strowman. You know, he went on about the Yankees and New York is the Mecca, and I was almost positive that the guy would want to come here. You know, it's these guys' lifelong dream to come and play for the Yankees. Honestly, So it did kind of surprise me. I did like Strowman in the beginning. I kind of faded after that. But what I don't understand is why can't we just grab Garcia, our 20-year-old that's homegrown?
Mm-hmm.
He's right here. We've got him in the farm already. Why can't we bring him up from AAA and play him? Because I have a feeling they're going to use this kid for trade bait. And then we're going to let this phenomenal star slip between our fingers again. It's going to be like another Verlander bullshit again.
I agree.
I really, you know, this kid is young. He's fresh. Nobody's touched him. And he's one of ours. So, I really hope to God, I don't know what to think right now, but Bumgarner's not happening. Scherzer's definitely not happening, as much as I would love it. But we would probably sacrifice about 5 or 6 guys for him and forget that. Because, you know, they're going to take Gio. They're going to want DJ. No, it's not happening. So,
I want a Scherzer bad. I want Scherzer bad.
Yeah, but if we're all those guys, that's not happening. I absolutely not.
Nah.
Especially DJ. No. Or even Petey. No, not happening. So,
well, Christian, did you hear that the Blue Jays asked for Glaber?
Yes.
They're out of their minds.
That's an AOE tariff right there.
I thought it was hilarious. I didn't even want to, like, bring it up. I thought it was funny. I was like, wow, really, right now? But I really would like to see Deivi Garcia come up. The kid skated through AAA. I mean, the kid is ready. His curveball is sick, and his fastball is absolutely filthy. The kid is dynamic. And he's already with us. So that's my biggest thing. That was my biggest thing. I would have liked to see Corbin in the beginning. Actually, I would like to see him. But now we've got Paxton, and that's all whatever. It is what it is with that. But, you know, we're coming down to the wire again. What is it? Wednesday is the deadline?
Yeah, yep. We got a couple more days. It's like 40 hours. It's not getting enough time to get something done.
Well, let's do this, Cashman, if you're listening. Let's have a big celebration and let us know down at the wire that we're going to take Garcia. And we'll be gravy. That's all I got to say. Just wow me, bro. Wow me. Wow us. Wow us, Cash.
Love you, baby. All right, let's get Suzanne on. Susie Prof, at Susie Prof on Twitter, at Susie Prof 1 on Instagram. Of course, from Bleeding Linky Blue, the blog, Yankees Talk with the Yankee fans on the World Wide Web. Suzanne, man, talk to us. Jimmy brought up Strowman. You get to this Minnesota and Boston games last week. Your thoughts on all that, the injuries, the starting pitching or the lack thereof, anywhere you like to go with that. The whole shebang, and then I follow up after that and go back to Jimmy.
Hi, Yankee family.
Hey,
so it's been interesting, right? It's been interesting. We had, 73-plus runs scored against us. That was fun. Spending some time up in Fenway Park, getting our butts kicked. That was just really hilarious. And here we are, to Kristen's point, a couple days before the trade deadline, and this is the strict trade deadline now. It's none of this messing around, after hours kind of thing. It's like this is our last opportunity to trade. Now, keeping in mind that we have some things going on, clearly, we have some guys that, you know, Garcia being one of them, who is, you know, grooming themselves for the next step. Earlier this week, I wrote a piece about, Larry Rothschild actually stepping up and taking ownership for the Yankee pitching woes, which I thought was really interesting that he did that. And you know, Boone kind of also took some responsibilities as well. But at the end of the day, these guys have to perform, right? And so while this is all happening and this unfortunate collapse of all of our starting pitchers at the same time, we do have, you know, Luis Severino, you know, working through. They say he's ahead of Dylan Betances to come back Will we see him in late August? He hasn't pitched from a mound yet, so I'm not quite sure. You have, Delby Garcia, who is obviously not ready yet. I mean, maybe he's, you know, again, they're still honing him for the next, the next opportunity to kind of bring him up. We've got Loaziga, who is moments from stepping back in. Now, do they stretch him out to be a starter, or does he step in to be that long reliever or an opener kind of thing? I'm not really sure. And when I say opener, I wouldn't put him first in the opening sequence. I would put him second and, you know, kind of like the way Cruz has sort of stepped in. Do I think that we are going to see, anybody else make an appearance into the inbox of Cashman? Well, I don't know if you guys know, they announced it a little while ago that Scherzer's on the 10-day DL, so he's
out.
Yep,
I didn't know that.
We're not going for that. Vargas going to the Phillies was kind of interesting. I was at the Met game yesterday, and, he pitched some solid innings. I'm kind of surprised. And then, obviously, Stroman happened earlier than that. I mean, do they deal Syndergaard out to the Padres? Is that happening? Or are we, going to be paying for him to come here? I mean, I'd much rather have Thor in pinstripes than I would out in San Diego, where we will not see him. I don't know if Greinke is going to waive his no-trade clause. But, I mean, Arizona is going to be here on Tuesday, so we'll see. I'd love to see Bumgarner. I mean, honestly, he has had, so much success in the postseason, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, and I'd be interested in it. I've always liked him. He's a true athlete, but, I mean, is he now going to stay put in San Francisco with an opportunity to, they've really been on a tear. So I don't know. I mean, it's so interesting. And then, let's not forget that Jordan Montgomery is a guy that could come back. So is it possible, Yankee family, as I say all of this, that the Yankees do nothing? Is that possible? Do they do
okay.
nothing?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I'll put it like, let me go, and then we'll go back around to Suzanne's question answer from everybody. Do they do nothing? If I had to give you a straight answer, they'll do something. What is the something? I do not know. I don't see Ryan Cashman walking out of by the end of this month, which would be in a couple of days, not acquiring anybody. This is Brian Cashman. This is what he does. This is when the Yankees are in contention. We make moves. We go for the jugular. I don't see him not doing nothing, especially the state of the starting pitching. So I say he does something. What he does now, Lewis has mentioned, we'll see Robbie Ray in the series coming up, the two gamers versus the Diamondbacks. We'll see Robbie Ray in that. We're familiar with Lance Lynn from last year. We could look at, what is the Texas Rangers thinking with Mike Minor, like what Lewis has said. I mean, these are guys that probably are not starters, but you could all – okay, do you get stronger where you're already – where you're supposed to be strong with, which I do have questions with the bullpen now because they're not as lights out as we are, portrayed on paper. So do we get more stronger in the bullpen? Do we run with the guys that we currently have and make this a bullpen type of game later on in the season? You bring up great points as far as Montgomery coming back, but he's going to have to get some innings. As far as Severino, who knows when he's going to come back and as far as his status, but to me, he's a power pitcher. Maybe it is a blessing in disguise that he's a power pitcher and then we could utilize him. He doesn't tire himself out like he did last year going into the All-Star break, and he just kind of, he kind of flip-flopped out of the water like a fish until then to that series, the four innings he pitched versus the Oakland Athletics in the wildcard game. I say all this to say, Suzanne, to answer your question, I think the Yankees definitely do something. What do they do? The Stroman thing threw me off because I thought all signs pointed to Stroman because of, like I said at the beginning, as far as him wanting to be a Yankee, the Mets thing really threw a curveball. I have no idea what they're doing and why they put a wrench to what our operations or what we're trying to do as far as, he wasn't going to be a number one starter, but he was a legit starter as far as a third or fourth arm in the starting rotation. I would like to go back to Jimmy, get Suzanne's question answered. But I got to say this. I thought Gio Urshela was excellent in Boston, man. I mean, I know that as a team, we all kind of stunk it up, especially the starting pitching. The bats were not great or just not as great as the rest of us. But as far as one guy that really stood out, and I think I'll be the first to admit it because I like to say I'm wrong when I'm wrong. I was wrong about Gio Urshela. I know, Suzanne, you was way ahead of the curve on that. I think you too, Kristen, and I think to a degree, Lewis, if I go back and listen to the archives, it was guys like myself, and I hate to throw Chandler under the bus because we were like, well, I think this fizzles out because we knew the glove was good, but the batting, I didn't think he was going to keep up the batting the way he has, and we're glad and we're fortunate, and I'm glad to be wrong about Gio Urshela's bat because, I mean, this kid is bringing it, man. He was doing it in Minnesota. He was doing it in Boston. And I know Kyle isn't the greatest hitter, but I was really pleased to watch his at bat in a loss on Saturday. The way he took it to the with the at bat, the pitches he took and fouling off, it was Gardner-ish like. We have a lot of things to discuss and continue the discussion. And I know a lot of Yankee fans was talking about Trevor Bauer as well. If you guys get your thoughts on that, is he a viable option with the Cleveland Indians still in contention in the Central? Jimmy at King's Eagle One, Savage Jimmy, your thoughts, Suzanne's question, do the Yankees do nothing?
I mean, I think they do something, man. You know, you got to do something, you know, when you look at the way they're pitching here, you see, we need is a guy that's going to help us through. And I think the only guy that's going to help us now, you know, with Stroman off the table, I'm going to go from, you know, Mike Minor, either Mike Minor or Robbie Ray. I mean, those two guys I really like. You know, Minor has a lot of good stuff, and so is Robbie. Because like, I don't see us getting any of the other guys because, you know, teams are in contention, so they're not going to give away. They're not going to give away. Like Baumgartner's not going anywhere. You know, Scherzer's not going anywhere. And, you know, you're not going to see any of those good guys. So Minor and Robbie Ray are only two choices, I think, because we really only need a guy for when Severino comes back. You know, we don't really need a guy that's gonna stick around a long time. You know, help us a little here and there. So, I mean, so we're gonna do something. What are we gonna give up to do it? That's my only thing, because I wouldn't want to give up like Herman for like somebody that we're only going to be renting. That would be like silly. So I mean, so the answer to the question is we're going to do something. I just don't know what it is.
All right, let's go to Lewis and then Kristen. Lewis, do the Yankees do something from Suzanne?
So I do think the Yankees do something. We're going to do something. I was considering maybe if we don't go after the starters, if Cashman has an alternative motive, maybe he goes after some more bullpen help, because to piggyback off your point, Steve, our bullpen doesn't look as lights out as it was on paper in the beginning of the year. We're giving up runs, and we're giving up runs in abundance. Now, maybe Boston was an anomaly because we showed up to play baseball and they showed up with the Patriots. So obviously it was a different, you know, we brought a baseball team there and they brought a football team. Because that's what the scores look like. It was football all weekend in Fenway. So I think that maybe that was an anomaly. Maybe Boston, you know, Boston was trying to take control of the wild card, so they were playing a little bit harder. And obviously we're going to face lineups like that in the postseason. So if this isn't an indication that we need some pitching, we need it. I mean, so I don't think that Cashman does nothing now. Whether he goes after a starter or whether he goes after some more relievers is yet to be determined. But the thing is, we have to play it smart. And, you know, we kind of know Cashman to be the dark knight and just sneak around and make deals that, you know, benefit us. You know, I was thinking back to the trade deadline 2 years ago. You know, he deals Chapman and he deals Miller. And look at the return we got for them. I mean, two out of the five players we got, three of them have started in major leagues. So it's like, obviously, you know, I don't doubt that Cashman knows what he's doing. We have to be smart about what these other teams are going to be asking for. And I think because we have a plethora and because we have a, you know, a very prosperous and very fertile farm system, if you will, these teams are going to be asking for heavy stuff as a return for essentially a rental. And, you know, obviously the big guys are probably off the table now. We're not going to get Scherzer. We're not going to get Bumgarner. They're in pennant races, and they don't really have time to deal away their best pitchers in the middle of a race. Stroman was our only hope because the Blue Jays were dead in the water, but, you know, he went to the Mets. So if we're looking at pitchers like Mike Minor, we're looking at pitchers like Robbie Ray, we should be able to work out a fair deal for them. But I also thought if Cashman decides to go after, you know, more bolstering of the bullpen instead of the starting pitcher route, which would be baffling to me, but it wouldn't be surprising. He could go that route too. And also to piggyback off your point of, you know, what happened in the Twin series and what happened in the Boston series, we were facing probably two of the top five offenses in baseball. And mm-hmm. I know that on any other team, if we played any other team these past couple of days, we would be on a 7 or 8 game win streak. I mean, that's not, you know, we're playing the team that leads the majors in home runs, the Twins. We played them. We played Boston, who's always had a potent offense. As a matter of fact, let me tell you something about Boston's lineup. That first 4 to 5 batters in that lineup, I mean, you start with Mookie, the reigning MVP. Then Devers. Then Bogarts. Then Martinez. And then whoever they round off afterwards. I mean, they were killing us in the top of that order. And it's just, I don't look at the Twins and the Boston series as, oh my God, we need to panic, because at the end of the day, we have a 9-game lead in the AL East. But I look at it as, these are the type of lineups we're going to be facing in the postseason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe the regular season race is going to be fine, but we're not getting past Houston with Tanaka giving up football numbers. And we're not getting past the Twins with Jay Happ giving up 6 homers in 4 innings. And we're certainly not getting past Boston with Paxton I didn't know when we were playing Boston. I swear I couldn't decipher between the Boston Red Sox or Tom Brady versus Philly in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I mean, the offense was ridiculous. They were teeing off from go on our pitchers. And it's just, maybe this week, yeah, we face some good teams, but we're going to be facing the same teams in the playoffs. And besides one, if we don't make a move now, if we don't make a move for a pitcher now, we're going to send this same rotation into the playoffs with the same teams that are clobbering us. So I don't know. I don't think that Brian Cashman can let the trade deadline pass without making some move. If he does nothing, I don't see how he can go into any store in New York City and not, you know, have death threats. So I think he has to do something. Now, I don't know what he's going to do, but I don't see us getting another hitter or another player. We have to get pitching. I think our lineup is fine. We just have to get pitching.
Okay, before we go to Christian, Lou, you have a question? So Christian can answer, then Suzanne and myself
and back
to Jimmy. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Got a question?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. And it's a question to answer the question that Christian asked earlier. Delby Garcia, fantastic. Are you putting a 20-year-old kid on a playoff run against Houston, the Red Sox, Minnesota, Cleveland? You think a 20-year-old kid is going to shut down lineups like that?
Lineup.
All right. I don't know.
Let's go to Kristen. Suzanne's question as far as do the Yankees make any moves? Does Cashman do something or nothing? And then I guess Lewis's question as far as Delvin Garcia, do you want to throw him into the fire?
Yeah, I love. He's young. He's 20 years old. Look, Kleiber's what, 22? This kid skated through the minors with no problem. And he's, I'm telling you, he's dominant. He's fast. There's no injuries. There's nothing to be concerned about. There's no contracts. There's no trade line. There's no nothing. The pressure is off. You know, at this point, you know, around this time every year, our pitching gets banged up. Guys start to pull things. They start to sit out. And then our bullpen is down to a very poised few guys. That was scrambling. Not a lot to do with that. So I think that is go for Garcia. Absolutely. But, yes, I agree with Suzanne that we need a pitcher. Absolutely. So he is going to trade back to deadline. He's going to wait till the very last minute. And then he's going to let everybody know what it is. So hopefully, why not try Garcia? Why not? I don't want what somebody else has. I don't want a veteran. I really don't. Let's try this kid out. What do we got to lose? These guys have been carrying us all this time. Our outfield is stupendous. I don't want to give up anybody. That's my thing. I don't want to have to give up anybody. Our guys in the outfield are tremendous. That's my issue. I like Garcia, and yes, I do. Cashman's going to make the move. Like I said, he's going to wait till the very last minute, keep everybody on the edge of their seat. And but I'm really hoping and praying for something fresh and new, and that he thinks outside the box and just grabs Garcia and see what this kid does. But as far as game on Thursday with Boston was absolutely embarrassing. Absolutely humiliating and embarrassing. That should have never happened. Tanaka should have never stayed in there that long. That I just wanted to voice my opinion on that. That set the tone for the series.
Let me ask you this question. Tanaka, your confidence level on Tanaka. I mean, that's an ongoing theme on this podcast for several years. Your thoughts on Tanaka just overall, like after what you saw last, or you think you shake it off, or you have no confidence in him?
My confidence is a lot lower than it was. Let me put it that way. It is a lot lower. I honestly would rather go with Herman than Tanaka at this point to start. Honestly. That it was sloppy. His performance was sloppy. His pitches weren't followed through. And I think we just talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Steve. You know, if these balls are a quarter of an inch off, they're going to mollywop it every time. And that's what they were doing. Right out the gate, he was serving us meat. He was just serving a meatball. And they were killing us. That's what makes me upset. But, yeah, we need a spark in our rotation, and we need that consistent and dominant force on the mound. That's what we need. We need teams to go, oh, shit, this guy, great. This is it. Now we're going down. That's what I want to see. Not, oh, Tanaka again? Let me hit this month out of the park. You know what I mean? It's becoming too predictable with us. We've got to shake things up. And when Herman is good, he's on fire. And I'm not knocking Tanaka all the way around, but my confidence level is 20% less than it was last week. Honestly.
All right, now, Kristen, do you have a question? You have a question for Lewis or Suzanne and Louis, and Jimmy? Savage Kristen.
You know, not really. You know, we are 8 games between us and Boston right now. Is that cushy enough for everybody? Because right now I don't feel comfortable as I was the week.
Your phone is going in and out. It's kind of hard to hear you, Kristen. Your phone is going in and out. Real quick, Lewis, you was about to say something. Then we'll go back to Suzanne. You was about to say something, Lewis, real quick? You was about to chime in?
Yeah, I was. I was about to say that Tanaka got teed off on by the same team on two continents.
Right, right. I know, right?
He didn't make it out of the first inning against the same team in two different continents. That's insane to me. That's insane. You got smacked in London and got smacked in Boston by the same team in the same inning.
Right. Crazy. You might as well, instead of him pitching, you might as well, like, T-ball. You know, you put the ball on the tee and put it at home plate. You might as well have just did that for the rest of it. It would have been the same result.
Well, you know what? You know what I've noticed, too? Tanaka lives off the corner. And if he's not getting the corner, he's laying it right down the middle.
Yeah.
He lives off the corner. Like, he lives off the corner of the plate. So if he does not hit the corner, he's getting hit in the middle, period.
Yep.
That's all he can do.
Every time.
All right. Now, Suzanne, you heard the answer to your question, but I have a question for you, Suzanne, and it goes back to what you mentioned about Larry Rothschild, and it goes back to what we were saying just right now about Tanaka, about taking ownership, you know, Boone. At the end of the day, you're right, Suzanne. The players, the pitchers, position players, they have to perform, but in particular when it comes to the pitchers, you have to do your job and you have to pitch well. It's a lot of things, moving pieces, because Gary Sanchez has been the majority of the, you know, he's been the majority catcher for most of this season. Was there a little bit, do you think there has been a little bit of an adjustment because he's not in the lineup as of right now? We got the way that the Yankees were calling games, and maybe that kind of affected the starting pitching. Does that have something to do with it? And Rothschild needs to know about that. Now, how, if he could go back and handle the Tanaka situation, would he have done anything differently? Would a mound visit calm him down? That's my question to you, Suzanne. And if the other Savages want to answer that, that's fine. But I want to get that question out. And then also the other players, you know, you're a big Gio guy. What's your thoughts on Gio in the series? The Minnesota comeback, what was going through your mind? I know you were on Twitter just going crazy probably. Your thoughts on the Minnesota series. And we got the upcoming series, two games with the Diamondbacks, four games with the Red Sox. The Yankees, after Thursday is an off day. They don't have another off day to August 19th. So they're going to be playing a lot of baseball starting Thursday versus the Red Sox. I just wanted to put that out there. And it goes back to what we've been all saying as far as rest. But, Suzanne, I don't want to keep on going, but my question to you as far as Rothschild and how he would have handled Tanaka, also the Garcia question, bring him in? Do you not bring him in? That's the question from Kristen. And then we'll get back to everybody else and get some final thoughts after that.
You know, a lot of fans criticize Mickey Callaway for being like a hugger, right? I mean, oh, come on over here. I'll give you a big bear hug and we'll fix everything. You know, and a lot of folks will, you know, criticize Boone because they say, oh, you know, he just wants to be one of the guys. Well, I like what you said about, like, sometimes you just need to have a pause. And Tanaka never really had an opportunity to kind of pause. And maybe they needed to calm him down. And I have to say, and I am not a Sanchez fan, you know this, but he has done a tremendous job this season organizing his pitchers, staying on track, really doing a great job communicating through the signs and whatnot. I think Austin Romine is phenomenal, but he hasn't had the experience that Sanchez had this season. So to answer the two questions kind of in conjunction with one another, sometimes you just need to give pitchers time to pause and a break and a breath and get them to calm down, step away from it. I mean, certainly we don't want what happened with Trevor Bauer to ever happen. I mean, that was just ridiculous. Sure, we've seen Brett Gardner throw temper tantrums in the dugout, but that's in the dugout. Throwing a baseball across the mound into center field and then having his manager just, you know, having it out with him, that was just embarrassing. But, you know, I mean, Tanaka's not going to do that. You know, that's not going to happen on the mound that I can see based on who we have here. But given time for a pitcher to pause and just take a breath and think about this, What am I in? What's the situation? I honestly think they should have taken Tanaka out. They gave that game away. And it just got out of control, and there was no way we could ever get back. But, yeah, I mean, could he have been a little bit more like Mickey Callaway in his ability to keep the pitcher calm? Sure. And then, you know, then we saw the next pitcher and then the next pitcher. And just like that whole weekend was just one mess after the other. And let's not forget, as you said, in Minnesota, that was just like nuts. I mean, the fact that we had the ability to come back in those games is just amazing, that the bats were swinging and we could get back into those games. But we don't want to give up that many runs. We can't afford to do that ever. And luckily for us, Gio Urshela was on his mark. And I told you, I thought he was the real deal. I liked what I read about him and just homegrowing, you know, the skills of really focusing on his craft at third base. And then he was out in left field in one of the games. You know, he steps up and every time gives it 100%. He's committed and he's grateful. He's a grateful player. And I'm so glad for him. Him and DJ LeMahieu have just really anchored this team offensively and defensively. And you know what? You got to realize that last year we gave a lot of ball games away, unfortunately, because we had Miguel Andujar at that hot corner. And so much happens over there that it's, you don't even realize how important and vital somebody is until that person's not there. And we're giving up runs or we're giving up errors and we're letting people on. And then, you know, we're not adding, you know, any sort of extra to a pitcher that may be having a hard day. So, I mean, those are all kind of my answers, I think, to your questions around, yeah, Sanchez, it's probably affecting. Yeah, I'm glad that, you know, Rothschild took some responsibility for what I think he had to. I mean, ultimately, it is the pitcher's deal. I mean, this is when CC Sabathia goes down every year. It was just a matter of time for him. And you know what? He'll take a pause and, you know, do what he normally does, his knee regimen, and he'll be frustrated a little bit. And you know what? He'll come back and he'll do what he needs to do to get us through the rest of the season. And my question was just simply, I hope that, you know, Brian Cashman isn't going to just do nothing. I mean, it sounds like he's being very proactive on the phone. In all his pregame interviews, it seems like he's connected. They said that he's dealing with everybody but the Red Sox, which is hilarious. the Red Sox have actually added some play. I mean, they had an interview the other day. I think it was yesterday. I believe Susan Ullman did the interview with a columnist from one of the papers in Boston. And, you know, he said inside track, you know, Boston's just, you know, trying to get into the playoffs because they feel like if they get into the playoffs, they could do damage. Well, we don't even want them in the playoffs. We have to do everything in our power to keep them out of the postseason completely.
Right.
We don't need them coming in and spoiling. And they've made some really good moves to their roster, their pitching roster, that could really hurt us. They have Evaldi in the bullpen now. They brought in another guy, Kasker or something. They brought him in. He's pitched well, and now they're swinging the bat. So the last thing we need, so if Cashman doesn't do anything and the Red Sox sneak into that postseason, that is going to be really bad. So, I mean, I'd like to say that Loaisiga and, you know, that, you know, if we get Montgomery back, you know, Severino, maybe we get something out of him. I don't think we take Delvy Garcia in as a 20-year-old and put that kind of pressure on him. Could we see him come in potentially and be added? Yeah, but I just don't think he's going to be that guy that's going to step up. It's got to be a veteran. I wish we could get somebody that's had that postseason experience in. It would be interesting to see if we would get Bumgarner despite he pitched really well yesterday. He had 6 strikeouts in their win. I would be nice to have him here, and you know, if San Francisco is willing to give him up, but I mean, it's going to be a tough one. And here's a question for you guys: you know, is one of the trade bait besides Clint Frazier, Miguel Andujar? So that's my question. If we do something, is Miguel on the auction block?
No, I'll go to Lewis for that, or when I give my answer, the answer to Suzanne's question, Lewis is going to hear me loud and clear, because you know how I feel about Roy, and, you know, Roy from last year. At this point, yeah. I would sell my soul for a World Series championship. Hell yeah, Andujar could go. I seen enough of Gio. I'm on the Gio bandwagon. Yeah, we could sacrifice Andujar and get some other assets to help this team. So to answer your question, Suzanne, yeah, Andujar can go. We need a chip.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking chip.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking chip right now. I would not have said that at the beginning of the season.
You can have both.
But only one person is playing in third in the postseason. We don't need. You could have two, but
nah.
We need pitching. Right.
You can
right.
take
you
them
can
both. You could take Andujar, the Red Rocket, the Blue Rocket, the Black Rocket, any
all
and kind you
of rocket.
Take them all. You can take
you
them
hear,
all.
Did you hear what he did this week? I think it was today. Clint Frazier changed his profile to say that he plays for the Rail Riders and took away Yankees.
Oh man, really?
He did that. He put in his profile as a player for the Rail Riders and not player for the Yankees. What a jackass! Yeah, goodbye. You can take Red Robin and Miggy and bye bye and have fun.
Right. Let me say this. To answer Kristen's question as far as Garcia, I'm going to be honest because I haven't watched a lot of Garcia in the minor leagues this year, so I'm only going off what a lot of you say, and I understand he's been doing his thing in the minors. I don't think the Yankees would because that's the type – unless he's been that dominant, and maybe they'll have – bring him up, get a couple of innings to see what he could do as far as, rest of his regular season because of the arms we're lacking and the guys are going down there on the IL, but – I don't see the Yankees doing it from afar, but I really, really can't speak on it because I haven't seen a lot of the kids that have my own opinion. So just to be fair, as far as other arms that can, we mentioned, Lewis mentioned Lance Lynn and guys like Robbie Ray. I'm going to be watching a lot of this Robbie Ray coming out of the pen or even on the mound versus the Yankees, this two gamers to see what kind of action, what he does. But a guy that nobody did mention and I think could fit and I think would make sense is a guy like Alex Colon from the White Sox. I think a guy who's been one of their better relievers. The White Sox are not going nowhere. That's the type of an organization that's never about paying a lot of players when they're not in the midst of things. He's had a decent season. In the last month, he's been pretty good with almost a 2 to 2.5 strikeout-to-walk ratio. I mean, he kind of walks some guys a lot. But he's a veteran, and we're talking about veteran arms. And I think if we can't get a starter, we're looking at another reliever, kind of like what we did last year with Britton from the Orioles. You add him on, you bring him on as far as him, his veteran presence. Throw him into the bullpen. He would be almost he's not the same pitcher as a Betances, but he would be another righty arm that could go well with an Ottavino, a Conley. Chapman at the back end. So I think a guy like Colon is somebody Cashman could consider. The White Sox need – they're not going nowhere. We need the arm. We could take somebody like him off our hands. My last thoughts before we get around for final thoughts, Didi Gregorius has been hitting the ball very well. I just wanted to shout him out. I know Kristen is a huge Gregorius fan, and he's making a real big case. As far as his production, I said it at the top of the episode with Lewis and Jimmy. I mean, what Aaron Hicks did in that Minnesota game, the clutch at bat, and then the catch to end the game. I mean, I don't really get hyped for regular season games like that unless it was really that great. And I thought that was one of the better Yankee regular season games I've seen in a long time.
Yeah,
and versus
a
very good team. That catch was do or die. If he didn't catch that, game was over.
right. So I say all this to say, and if you guys want to incorporate all these thoughts in your final thoughts, and I know KGY are kind of know where I'm kind of going with this when I say this. I don't think these are not your Justin Morneau and Joe Mauer twins. These twins are real. We got a good glimpse at them, and these guys can hit. And to your points, Lewis, watching the Red Sox destroy us on Thursday and Friday, it kind of left open wounds of what happened in games 3 and 4 of the playoffs last year in the Bronx. This it almost looked like that.
And
to me, yeah. The Red Sox hitters, top heavy, are better this year. I put it like this. J.D. Martinez isn't on an MVP tier like he was last year. Mookie Betts wasn't on an MVP tier like he was last year. But they're warming up. They're warming up at the right time. And Devers is a whole lot better than he was last year. I fear the Red Sox. I respect the Twins, but I don't fear them. But the Twins are on my radar now. They opened my eyes. The moonshots they were putting to the Yankees pitching, they woke me up. Like, okay, these guys are legit. But the Red Sox, on the other hand, and I know we got the sale last night. Thank goodness for Herman, because the Spurs were just trash juice straight up, and then coming out of the pen, it was all bad. But the Red Sox, they're gonna get past this is a marathon, 162 games. They will get past the Rays. We're gonna see them, so we gotta find ways. Cashman in the next couple of 24 to 48 hours. Whether you go starter or bullpen, we are adding something to this roster. And I don't think they're going to go to Garcia Ralph in the minor leagues, but I think they will look at a veteran. I think somebody like a Colon or a Mike Minor are viable options. And then we get to see a little bit of Ray just in the next two games if he makes an appearance. So final thoughts for you, Savage Jimmy. At Savage Jimmy at Kings Eagle 1, your final thoughts, and we'll get the Lewis Kristen and, of course, Bleeding Lanky Blue final thoughts.
Hey, well, like I said, I think we're going to do something. I just don't know what it is. As far as the Garcia thing goes, I mean, you know what? In my opinion, I would try it because, like, let's face it, man. We didn't know what Loaizaga was going to do, until we tried him. And, we tried him in the bullpen. He looked really, he didn't look that good in the bullpen. And we tried him starter. He looked really good. So my thing is, like, we have a comfortable enough lead that we could – We can think outside the box and say, hey, let's try this Garcia kid just for a couple innings to see what he could do. Bring him in. If he gives up a couple like high fly balls here and there, I expect that because he's a young dude. But we're never gonna know if we don't try it. As far as the move that I think we're gonna make, I think we're gonna bring in somebody with a lot of experience, preferably to a team from a team that's not really going anywhere, because like I said, teams would be really crazy to give up, Baumgartner or somebody, when they're actually going somewhere. So like, I could see a team like the White Sox is getting any of their big guys. I mean, so it's going to be a team that's not going anywhere because, those are the teams that are looking to be, sellers right now. So that's what I think we're going to do, man. And, let's go Yankees. I think we're gonna get back on the winning streak. I really liked what Herman did. I'm glad we didn't get swept. That wouldn't have been fun. And we just gotta keep moving along now. We got Diamondbacks coming up, and so I think we're in pretty good shape, man. Go Yankees, man.
Jimmy on Twitter, his Twitter handle at Canes Eagles 1. Savage is on the podcast on the Dugout. Savages are speaking out. Shout outs to Jimmy. We're going to go to Savage Lewis. But to your point, Jimmy, I want to say this real quick. That was a nice bounce back for Domingo Herman, because I thought, Lewis, I know you're about to go on your final thoughts. I thought last week, we laughed now. We were crying then. The Twins, it was on some Mortal Kombat, finish him to Domingo Herman. And that was bad. we laughed now, but I was pissed. I was living. Yeah, you know how I feel. But anyway, go ahead, Lewis. Go ahead, your final thoughts as well. And then Chris.
All right, so here are my final thoughts. Number one, I wish I could have been on last week, but I can tell you, they were sending Domingo Herman's balls to St. Paul, and I think that stadium's in Minneapolis, so they were hitting it pretty far off of that point. I'm glad that he had a bounce back, and especially against the offense. Like, I'm sure Domingo Herman was sitting in the dugout watching the Red Sox tee off on the other starters, and he was like, oh, God, is it my turn next? Like, wow. but, no, it was a nice bounce back. He shut him down. I think it was like 8 strikeouts he had. He shut him down pretty well, and they were pretty potent. But here are my final thoughts. My final thoughts are, can Chapman find the strike zone anymore? I don't think we ever talked about that. Does Chapman know how to hit a strike Does he know how to throw a strike when he needs to throw one? Does Stanton play baseball anymore? I don't know what he does. I think he's just really enjoying that fat contract, not really doing anything. When I was watching a replay of the slide the other day, and I said that slide sent him to the DL for this long. Okay, I'll buy it. Sure, I'll buy it. Okay. I've seen Brett Gardner literally get cleats stuck to his forearm, but he's in the game. But that slide sent him to the DL for 2 months. Got it. All right. can Chapman throw a strike? Does Stanton play baseball? And we have a 9-game lead. We can cruise into the playoffs, but we have to make a move for a pitcher. I think one of the reasons that Houston won the World Series, even with everything that they did, because they had the best record in baseball, they had one of the best offenses in baseball, but really what tipped the scale for them was making a deal for Justin Verlander. Anyone that knows baseball knows that the reason that they won that World Series is because they gave all they had to get Verlander. Mm-hmm. So if that doesn't tell you what teams will do to win a championship, if Cashman is watching, if Cashman is listening, if you can hear my voice wherever you are, go get a pitcher and stop worrying about what you don't want to mortgage. Give them Andujar, give them Frazier. Buy them houses in the Bahamas. Get a pitcher, okay? Whatever we have to do to get a pitcher, go get one. And that's my final thought.
Shout out to Lewis. Savage Lewis on the check-in. Savage Lewis on the podcast. Kristen, your final thoughts. We've got a couple more minutes. So give us about a minute to Kristen and then get to Suzanne. Final thoughts.
I was just about to say that was so funny what Lewis said, because didn't Voit just take a freaking ball to the face the other day and he still played the same freaking game? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and came back to play the next day too.
yeah. Let that marinate. Here's a big 6'7" freaking guy and he's got a hangnail and he's sitting there crying, but he's sipping on his drink, on his Gatorade, spitting out seeds, collecting money.
Of course.
He should dump his ass. Anyway. That's another show. But I'm so proud of Maben. It was so nice to see Maben back the other day.
Oh,
he made
yeah,
a really
Maben.
Good play. I really missed him. He looked great. And those legs, boy, that guy can move like the wind. He is really great. I'm so glad to have him back. And Didi, in my eyes, can do no wrong. I'm so glad to see his bats are hot. But please, Cashman, if you listen to any of us tonight, we need a pitcher bad, honey. We don't need anything else. We're good. Get us an ace, and that'll seal the deal, and we're going to the pennant. That's it. We're going to go to the pennant race. No questions asked. And please, baseball gods, if you're listening, we're going to kick Boston's ass this weekend because we have to rally. That's it. Thank you guys for everything. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks, Suzanne. Thank you, Lewis. It was good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Christmas. Let's get to Suzanne. Final thoughts. We got one more minute, and then we're cleared. Suzanne, Bleeding Yankee Blue, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. It's the one that's left standing that will win. So it's, you know, a matter of all hands on deck and playing through injury. DJ LeMahieu is going to be out there again. It's good that he has a couple days off. He will play through that groin injury. As little or as big as it is. Luke Voit, we said, you know, is like the Hulk. He keeps coming back, pitching him inside, and he knows it, and he's playing through this. Gio Urshela, if you recall, you know, tweaked his ankle the other day, and whatever he did to kind of help it, you know, recover quickly and kept himself in the lineup was amazing. Gardner will be back, and he's been playing aggressively as he always does. And it's going to be the team that's left standing that is going to be in October facing, you know, world championship. And so, you know what, I think our goal really has to be, we need to put the best team on the field, and that includes pitching, and we need to keep Boston out of the playoffs completely. I don't even want them earning a wild card, even an opportunity to get in. So these games are going to be really, really important and critical, particularly the weekend games. I mean, we didn't play Arizona well this year at all, so that always scares me. And then, we will prevail, hopefully, at least win the series this weekend. And then we're off, to the West Coast, I believe, to potentially face who we could face in the World Series if we get that far, and that's the Dodgers. So we've got some really tough games, you know, coming up, you know, Texas, Oakland, Los Angeles, both Los Angeles games, if you will, with September games as well. We've got a long haul, as Steve said, August 19th, after we have our day off this week, it's August 19th. So we've got a lot to do. And that last man standing, that last team standing, they're the ones that we will prevail, and I hope that is us.
I love your rants on Twitter, by the way, Suzanne. I just wanted to put that on.
Yeah, now we're on Insta, guys. Now we're on Insta. We're tearing it up on Insta. We doubled our reads since we moved on Insta this week, and I convinced Robert Casey to let me, take the lead on that. And we've been really kicking some butt. So look for us on Twitter, and sure, find me. I'm at SusieProf1 or at SusieProf or at SusieProf1 on Instagram. Feel free to engage. I'm all in. And you were kind of firing it up as well, Steve.
No, man. Don't put that on me. I was watching from afar. I was watching from the sidelines,
Yeah. Well, you were throwing it out there. You were throwing the heat. How do you like that, Susie? Well, what do you think? Not liking it at all. So let's turn things around when they come to New York, for sure.
Without a doubt. Yeah, we're out of time. Shout out to Suzanne, Susie Prof. Susie Prof 1, Bleeding Yankee Blue, good reaction and good dialogue during the games and in between games with the articles. KGYR, Jimmy at Canes Eagle 1, and of course, Lewis and Kristen. We'll be back next Monday. We have the Orioles. We'll be on immediately after the game. So we have a post game next Monday versus the Orioles. I have nothing else to add. So we'll be back next Monday. Hopefully, we'll do it right by the trade deadline. We'll talk about it next Monday. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen. Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue.